Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Johnstown Mayor Sarah Slingerland joins us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
We have a story in the news. I don't know if you saw it. It's in the Daily Gazette. It's been kind of percolating for some time, mm-hmm. but of course, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just media stuff, but the Gazette makes it sound like it's coming to a head this week in a meeting, I believe, with you and also maybe other officials from Johnstown and the town of Mohawk
mm-hmm.
over an agreement which would allow this industrial park to go mm-hmm. forward. Mm-hmm. So I understand the deal, or is this correct, mean that the town of Mohawk would transfer so many acres of land to the city of Johnstown?
Correct. The land, 320 acres about, I think, is presently in the town of Mohawk and the Montgomery County. And that land, if we could strike a deal, would be then annexed into the city of Johnstown and Fulton County. So that property would take on the tax rate of the city of Johnstown and Fulton County. But it would retain the tax rate for the Fonda Fulton School District, because educational boundaries are different than the municipal boundaries. And
okay.
So that would stay within the Fonda Fultonville School District, and the others would be annexed, would actually become part of Johnstown and part of Fulton County.
Interesting. So in other words, your city touches Mohawk?
Yes, it does.
It does.
We share a border right at, in the border is right next with our present industrial park.
Because the college, although it's really kind of right next to Johnstown City, is really in the town of Mohawk, isn't it?
Well, part of it is. A lot of the buildings, there is a portion that is in the town of Johnstown and Fulton County, but part of it is in Montgomery County. A lot of the buildings are in Montgomery County, actually.
But anyway, we're not talking about the college. This
mm-hmm.
is the industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, just going by the story in the Gazette this morning,
mm-hmm.
it sounds as if the Mohawk supervisor, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Greg Rakowski.
Yep.
You know, there's been, I imagine, it's like anything, there's a dispute on a lot, but it sounds like for him the sticking point is he wants a permanent agreement,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
your side does not want that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the permanent agreement would not apply to the school district. And because that would go on forever, it's not even involved in this. Presently, the Fonda Fulton School District gets about $1.1 million from our existing industrial park annually. But that's not really a part of this. The sticking point for us is we don't feel it can go on forever. And because it really, the risk and liability to the city could be massive. We just don't know down the line what kind of state mandates, what kind of federal mandates might come, and it's just the risk of that and the liability of that is more than we're willing to engage
okay.
in.
Okay, I think I'm starting there. I'm not sure I get it. You mean it's because you would be annexing these 352 acres, you don't want it part
we
of
would want We would want to keep the land forever, but that the tax rate sharing would only go for
the tax
30
rate.
Or 40
okay.
years.
But,
and generally, municipalities are not allowed by state law to engage in any contract beyond 40 years. And I think the reasoning behind that is that, just what I said, the risk and liability to the municipality may be devastating.
Okay. So it's not that you don't want the transfer of the land to be permanent, but the agreement to share taxes. And that's
correct.
That's also been a sticking point, how much, who gets what, correct?
Yeah, and that's, that is secondary. It's the end point piece that is of most concern for us. And, I mean, I'm from my understanding, and I certainly understand this, that the amount of traffic in the Fonda is a real concern for those, and I'm not sure how you quantify that. That's Greg's town board. But I will say that discussions have been very cordial. And any of these agreements need to make sense for everyone, or they're just not good agreements. So we'll see where it takes us. We're hopeful. We're hopeful that we could come to some closure on this. But again, sometimes you visit them for a while, and then you have to come back to them when it makes more sense. I mean, right now, that 325 acres is really generating very little taxes. It's just empty farmland. And to go from, a few thousand dollars taxes to hundreds of thousands of tax dollars being split is very attractive, I think. And I, quite frankly, I'm not a land expert, but I can't see that there's a beautiful vista from there, I think, but I'm not sure that that land would be, you know, really used for anything else other than farmland for a long, long time if it isn't used for our industrial growth.
Now, is the current, I mean, does it look like the deal will be to split the tax revenue in half?
Yeah, the county, see, the city, since it will be in the city and it'll be our industrial park and our streets and all those kinds of things, the city will be, they would have to have the responsibility for all the infrastructure, maintaining it, operating it, building it. Right off the bat, we'll have to put in over $1 million water tank. So, I mean, in those kinds of things, sewer pumps and all that kind of stuff, that's the city of Johnstown's responsibility. So those numbers get a little more defined for us, where the counties, with our existing industrial park, Fulton County has no obligations. They collect revenue, but they have no risk or obligations because it's a city street, city within mm-hmm. the city boundaries, and so we have all those obligations.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, so the deal would be between the town of Mohawk and the city of Johnstown?
Right, and the counties apparently have an agreement that they would split county, Fulton County taxes 50%.
Okay.
But that works for them because otherwise they wouldn't get any money, right. extra money off
and of and
it.
And so you're asking for more than 50%?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of
all right.
Work to do there.
And you do have a meeting tomorrow about this, is that?
Yeah, Greg and I are going to meet. And we've built some models, financial models of, you know, where the amount of dollars that could potentially be built there, and hopefully they'll take a look at those and they'll see them in a favorable light, and we can move forward. But we're still working on it, and it's been very cordial. And but these are tough issues, and you know, it takes a lot of vision and a lot of risk and a lot of you know, maybe this will happen type stuff. So. You have to be very thoughtful because you're committing your jurisdiction, your municipal jurisdiction, to something very serious.
Mayor Sarah Slingerland joins us from the city of Johnstown. Another issue that we've discussed on and off, I guess, has been settled, maybe not satisfactorily to anybody involved. That's mm-hmm. the buses have stopped rolling mm-hmm. into Johnstown mm-hmm. from Gloversville. Sounds mm-hmm. like at the end there, Mayor Dayton King maybe was your ally on the on the council trying to
right,
get them to accept right. your latest proposal, but they did not.
Again, we just contracted for one route, and we don't have control over the whole business model. That's the Gloversville Transit System. And so it became a contract dispute, but more importantly, and I think more fundamentally, the city of Johnstown and the legislative leaders have to be looking at budget and say, what can we afford going forward? And we have X amount of dollars. How do we best think we can serve our community? And so the decisions were made, and so the bus route that we contracted for apparently has been stopped. There is another bus that goes back and forth to Johnstown. It's called the FMCC/Industrial Park route, and that bus does go back and forth between cities
mm-hmm.
5 or 6 times a day.
Oh, really? So there still is a bus?
There still is a bus. I'm not sure who they're allowing to ride it, but there is a bus that goes back and forth. Yep.
But the other bus run was cut that went into this.
I haven't seen the buses go by.
Okay.
No.
Have you heard from people? I mean, how they're coping with this, or do you?
Well, we heard quite a bit, you know, initially, and then it kind of dwindled off. At our last council meeting, there were no people engaged in the transit issue anymore, and quite frankly, I'm not hearing anything anymore about it. There are other options for people over 16. We really were able to get that word out. The Office of the Aging provides a wonderful busing service,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
most of our seniors qualify for that.
Sure.
And there's also some existing, the transit system in Gloversville has some busing for paratransit. I think it's for people who maybe have to come to Amsterdam for oncology type things. So
mm-hmm.
the bus actually picks them up at their house or taxi or whatever and takes them down. But that's another contract that Gloversville Transit System has, and we don't have any involvement in that, but I do know that it's still going in operation.
Anything else going on, Mayor?
Well, you know, we do. We have kind of an exciting Friday night here where we have
the big parade coming up.
We invite everyone. It's just great fun. Our downtown area will be alive. I can see the workmen right now. They're beginning putting up the holiday decorations, and downtown's getting to look really festive. And then on December let's see here, second, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Third, December 3rd, we have our tree lighting downtown, and it's just a wonderful, gentle way for families to initiate the holiday season. It isn't hyped up, it isn't commercial, it isn't, you know, it's just gentle and nice. We decorate our whole park, and the lights get turned on, and I believe Santa Claus is going to be around to meet with some of the kids, and a lot of the stores are open. It's just kind of like an old-fashioned Christmas and a nice, gentle Christmas for children and families, and I hope my grandchildren are there.
All right. So the holiday parade in Johnstown is this Friday night?
Yes, it is, 7 o'clock.
And then you said the tree lighting and the
yep, opening? December 3rd at 6 o'clock.
December 3rd. Okay.
The downtown park tree lighting.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Good. Mayor, great to talk to you again, Bob.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sarah Slingerland, the mayor of Johnstown, Light 104.7, 1570 AM, WVTL.